855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The full manifesto from Christopher Dorner, the alleged killer cop, ex-cop out in the Los Angeles area, is available. It's up on our Twitter and Facebook. This is the full unredacted version, the one that not only has had no content removed, allegedly, but also had no names removed. There's one version where the content's the same. All of the allegations he makes are in there, and the statements he makes are there, but all the names have been pulled out. This one names the names. We've got that one posted on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com to find it. The story continues to develop over time as the police have lost the trail in the manhunt that, you know, they've poured a lot of hours and a lot of time, yeah, a lot of men into this. And by the way, tonight here with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
By the way, I want to welcome our newest weekday affiliate. News Talk 1280 WGBF in Evansville, Indiana, is now on board with the show in their nighttime hours. They're taking just an hour of Free Talk Live's weekday show and airing it from 11 to midnight Central Time. So welcome aboard to everybody listening in Evansville. We've actually been on WGBF on weekends for a little while, for a couple of years now, and so we had the opportunity to get on during the week, and I'm glad to be there. So again, welcome to everybody tuned in Evansville. Now, if like in Evansville, you're listening to this show on a delay, as they call a delay broadcast in the business, because we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time every single night of the week. If you want to call in and participate in the show, you can do that. You just have to, you know, remember to set, you know, an alarm or write in your calendar or something to remind you to call during the show's live hours, and then you might be able to hear yourself later on. In the case of Evansville, if you call during our third hour, you will hear yourself later on at night. So we're here. We will take your calls about what you want. There is more in the news than just this ex-cop going after some cops in Los Angeles, and we'll get to some more here. You've got a related story about the police taking out a cameraman.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure where that took place, but Daryl,
California.
We'll get to that. So yeah, it's definitely related. Same general area. We'll get to that here in a moment. There's more from this manifesto that I think is worthy of sharing, to give you some idea as to what allegedly happened with Christopher Dorner. This hulking, probably, I think I saw 270 pound.
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy.
Big dude, who is not only a cop, but was also in the Navy, so he's had all manner of, you know, militaristic training. And he's after him, and he's upset because they came after him. He tried to do what he thought was the right thing, and what absolutely was the right thing, and that was report an officer, this according to his manifesto, right toward the very beginning of the manifesto. In August of 2007, I reported an officer, Officer Teresa Chupacabra Evans. As we talked about her earlier, she's known for drawing blood from suspects on a kind of a sadistic basis. Teresa Evans, who is now a sergeant, for kicking a suspect, use of excessive force, during a use of force incident, they call it a UOF, while I was assigned as a patrol officer at LAPD's Harbor Division. While cuffing the suspect, Mr. Christopher Gettler, Evans kicked the suspect twice in the chest and once in the face. The kick to the face left a visible injury on the left cheek below the eye. Unfortunately, after reporting it to supervisors and investigated by PSB, not sure what that means, Internal Affairs Investigator Detective Villanueva Gallegos, nothing was done. I had broken their supposed blue line. Unfortunately, it's not just us, it's justice, he says. In fact, 10 months later, in 2008, after already successfully completing probation, acquiring a basic post-certificate and intermediate post-certificate, I was relieved of duty by the LAPD while assigned to patrol at the Southeast or West Division. It's clear, as day, that the department retaliated toward me for reporting Evans for kicking Mr. Christopher Gettler. The department stated that I had lied and I'd made up the report that Evans kicked the suspect. I later went to the Board of Rights Department, which is a department hearing, he says, for decision of continued employment. From 10-8 to 1-09, during this Board of Rights hearing, a video was played for the Board of Rights panel where the suspect, Christopher Gettler, stated that he was indeed kicked by Officer Evans. This video has been sent to multiple news agencies. So, it's not like he was claiming that that was the case. trying to frame this woman, the suspect himself said that he was kicked by this woman. In addition to Christopher Gettler stating he was kicked, his father, Richard Gettler, also stated his son had told him that he was kicked by an officer when he was being arrested after he was released from custody. This was all presented for the department at the Board of Rights hearing, and they still found me guilty and terminated me. What they didn't mention was the Board of Rights panel was made up of Captain Phil Tingredis, Captain Justin Eisenberg, and the city attorney Martella had a significant problem from the time the board was assembled. Captain Phil Tingredis was a personal friend of Teresa Chupacabra Evans from when he was her supervisor at Harbor Station. This is a clear conflict of interest, and I made my argument for that, for his removal early on, and was denied. The advocate for the LAPD Board of Rights was Sergeant Anderson. Sergeant Anderson also had a conflict of interest, as she was Evans' friend and former partner from Harbor Division, where they both worked together on patrol. I made my argument for her removal when I discovered her relations to Evans, and it was also denied. During the Board of Rights, the department attempted to label me as a bully, and he says they did so unsuccessfully. They stated I had bullied a recruit, Abraham Sheffris, in the academy, when in reality an unfounded disposition from the official 1.28 formal complaint division found that I was the one who stood up for Abraham Sheffris when other recruits sang Nazi Hitler Youth songs about burning Jewish ghettos in World War II Germany, where his father was a survivor of a concentration camp.
What the hell? Where did they go to learn these Hitler songs? Like, I don't even understand why.
It's so sick. Like, the obsession that some of these officers, according to Dorner, have with race. Because he was involved in several incidents where, you know, there were some really racist things being said by fellow officers in the department. And here he is saying, I didn't bully this guy. I stood up for him. You guys were the ones, the other guys, were the ones singing Nazi songs to him. I mean, this is a sick group of people. You don't hear about, you know, they don't even make movies about this stuff. This is sicker than, you know, the stuff that you see in the movies about corrupt cops.
Yeah. The PSB is the Public Safety Bureau.
Ah, okay. Thank you for checking that out. That's, again, LAPD is where this is going on. He says, how effing dare you attempt to label me with such a nasty, vile word? I ask that all earnest journalists investigating this story ask Officer Abraham Sheffris about the incident when Officer Burgess began singing a Nazi youth song about burning Jewish ghettos. He says the internal affairs investigation in the academy involving Sheffris was spurned by a complaint that I had initiated toward two fellow recruits slash officers while on an assigned patrol footbeat in Hollywood Division. Officers Hermio Berditos IV and Marlon Mangana, both current LAPD officers, decided they would voice their personal feelings about the black community. While traveling to the station in a 12-passenger van, I heard Mangana refer to another individual as an N-word. I wasn't sure if I heard correctly, as there were many conversations in the van that were compiled of at least eight officers, and he was sitting in the very rear and I was in the front. But even with the multiple conversations and ambient noise, I heard Officer Mangana call an individual an N-word again. Now that I had confirmed it, I told him not to use that word again. I explained that it was a well-known offensive word that should not be used by anyone. He replied, I'll say it when I want. Officer Burgos, a friend of his, also stated that he would say the N-word when he wanted. At that point, I jumped over my front passenger seat and two other officers where I placed my hands around Burgos' neck and squeezed. I stated to Burgos, don't effing say that. At that point, there was pushing and shoving and we were separated by several other officers. What I should have done, he says, was put a Winchester Ranger SXT 9mm 147 grain bullet in his skull and Officer Mangana's skull. That situation would have been resolved effective immediately. So he felt pretty strongly about the racist tendencies of some of his co-workers there on the LAPD. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome on the manhunt. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just giving me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The manhunt continues in the Los Angeles and larger California area as former officer Christopher Dorner is still on the run. The trail has gone cold. And, of course, we're continuing to cover the situation and various different aspects that aren't necessarily being focused on. Obviously, the media is going to focus on the sensationalism around the, you know, cop versus cop thing and the manhunt and, you know, the cops walking around toting guns and dressed up in battle armor and all those imagery, you know, that imagery, things like that. But what else is going on out there? I mean, you've got the story about homes being raided by the police, searches, house-to-house searches, hundreds of them being conducted. A town is actually has been locked down, as it is called, according to the L.A. Times. We've shared some of his manifesto with you. The full one is the unredacted version. It's currently linked to on our Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for to follow us on Facebook or Twitter. So please go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. Also, you can follow us via email as well. And I want to let you know about Pro Flowers and how amazing of a deal that they have for Valentine's Day. It's the 100 Blooms of Love, and you're going to get that and a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 50% off their regular price. Use code FTL when you order. You can spice up the deal for an extra $10 and get a spa kit and gourmet chocolates along with that. This is a killer arrangement. I mean, it is full of color. This is a huge arrangement. I mean, it's big. It barely even fits in the vase, at least from the picture that I see here. Mark took it home with him when he got it, so we don't actually have it here in the studio to show you. I mean, it's that nice. He took the thing home with him, and his wife's not even home. So, you know, go to proflowers.com or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention FTL when you get on the phone with somebody there as your discount code to get the special deal on the 100 Blooms or the 100 Blooms of Love, the free glass vase, $19.99. That's 50% off the regular price. It's a heck of a deal and a beautiful arrangement. Once again, 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Or visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's the only way you can get that deal. So, let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. By the way, we're on XM at this time, live. They take our third hour live on weeknights, so welcome to XM listeners. Mike is in Orange County, California. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, by the way, I'm glad you guys are talking about this story tonight because the longer this guy's on the loose, and which, you know, I hope they do catch him, but the longer this guy's on the loose, the more the media is going to have time to dig into the true story here. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, they're really not talking a lot about the two trucks, innocent people that were shot and nearly killed at yesterday.
Two trucks.
They're talking about two people in a pickup truck that were delivering newspapers in a very similar truck, same color as Chris Dorian's truck.
Actually, it was a different color. The color was blue. His truck was gray, and the model of the truck was different, too. It was a different brand entirely. It was a Nissan versus, I think, a Toyota.
Okay. Well, if you look at the videotape of the news crews, they were pushed way back, and the police put the tape way back a couple blocks. They had to pan in quite a ways in to see what was going on down there. But the back of the truck was riddled with bullet holes. And,
yep.
And
hold on a second. You counted them earlier, Daryl.
Yeah, it appeared to be 30 bullet holes.
So at least 30 bullet holes in this truck.
Yeah. They're not going to talk about that. They're going to bury that because what they're doing is they want to kill this guy. They want to just snuff him out. They don't want to talk about his history with the police department, all of the corruption, the wrongdoing.
Right.
They want to bury the guy. They want to bury the story, and that's what's going on.
That's how it always works. Is any time a cop gets killed, whether it's in this case, it's actually an ex-cop that's allegedly doing the killing. But whenever a cop gets killed, they almost always kill the alleged perpetrator. That way, that person never gets a chance for a trial. And in this case, they certainly don't want this guy getting on the stand or being interviewed by the media.
Yeah, what do you think the chances are we're going to be able to talk to the people that were in that truck delivering newspapers, especially the older lady that's in the hospital in critical condition right now? What do you think the chances are of that?
The 71-year-old woman. Well, luckily their lawyer is talking, and he does have quite a few things to say about that.
Good.
So
yeah,
there is.
I'm sorry to keep cutting you guys off.
Go ahead.
We got a little delay, and I'm on a cell phone. But, you know, I mean, they were saying, well, the truck was acting suspiciously. It pulled into a neighborhood close to where one of the supposed targets would be on this guy's list. And they shut their lights off. I mean, come on. They didn't even let them get a chance to identify themselves. They just opened fire on them?
Yep. Yep, apparently all you need now to get away with attempted murder if you're a cop is just suspicion, just to be afraid.
Yeah.
And we've seen that happen. You know, no one should be surprised who's paid attention to the police, because that's always the excuse they make if a dog runs, you know, if a dog runs up at them with their tail wagging, all the cop has to do is say, I was scared for my life, and they're completely justified in blasting away at the dog. So no one should be surprised that the, you know, humans are now being treated as though they're animals. Oh, my God, there's a truck with its lights off. They could be plotting to do something terrible to us. Let's shoot it, boys.
Or they could be delivering newspapers.
Right. You got to wonder why they sent 2,000-3,000 police officers up in their mountains looking for this guy.
Was that how many of them there were? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They said yesterday on CNN there's something like over 2,000 people up there looking for him. Police
wow.
officers, FBI, dogs, helicopters. And, you know, I'll tell you, they're using drones, too.
How have you heard anything at all about these searches, the house-to-house searches that they're conducting? The town called Big Bear has been locked down?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're telling people that they're not, local residents not to talk about it. You know, and that's typical of what, the law enforcement and Homeland Security and everything, you know. I the only comment I can make about the drones is that they used it in the same manner as the guy over in Alabama that kidnapped the kid. They were using drones on that, and they were able to see what was going on underground. But they're using them out here, and you know, I'm just pretty upset about the fact that they shot that older lady and the other lady that was in the truck. They were delivering newspapers, and you know, they really need to have a full investigation on that one.
They are going to totally shut the books on that, though. I mean, the way the police chief was talking was like, oops. Oh, well, that's too bad. You know, they got in crossfire. You know, we're hunting for a bad guy here. You know, we can't be too cautious.
We can't be asking questions.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for the call, man. I appreciate the inside scoop out there and appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thanks for the time. Good job,
yes, sir.
Guys.
See ya. 855-453. Will is in Indy listening on XM's America's Talk as well. Hey, Will.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Will?
Well, I'm so glad that I get to follow the gentleman that we're just speaking, because it really fits into the story I got. Is my wife's cousin was gunned down in L.A. He was shot over 100 times, and the county paid his wife $750,000. It was kind of hushed up. There wasn't nothing on the news about it. But Buzz had been at the doctor's office. And,
I'll tell you what, Will, stand by. We can let you finish up your story here in moments. 855-453. You may take control of Free Talk Live.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control here. You don't have to necessarily call about the manhunt out in L.A., although that has been the bulk of the coverage on the show tonight. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl's from fpp.cc. That's his website. You can visit there and get Daryl on his podcasts and his newspaper and the books that he publishes and writes as well.
Yes.
So fpp.cc for more Daryl, and 855-450-FREE, our toll-free number here tonight. Also, we're available on Skype. Thus far, no one tonight has availed themselves of the Skype option, but it is there for you, so don't forget about it. Skype us at lrn.fm. Send a friend request or contact request, and it will be accepted. And then it'll be easy to connect with us on Skype. So we'll continue with your calls here, and I want to remind you that BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations. You can take cash down to your local CVS or Walmart or any other MoneyGram location and turn the cash into bitcoins. You can also use Dwolla and some other options online. Go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, and get started. That's BitInstant.com. And, of course, if you don't know enough about bitcoins yet to know why you should get some, take the time to learn about it. Go to weusecoins.org. Bitcoins hit over $22 today.
Really?
It was just a few days ago they were around 20 bucks, and before that, it wasn't long before they were, you know, they were like 16. They've been going up pretty dramatically over the last few weeks here. And, of course, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. For all we know, it'll take, you know, it'll crash and burn. But it seems to be holding its value and increasing in value pretty substantially
yeah.
over time. And it is the number one most valuable currency in the world.
How is that calculated?
I guess it's comparing it against other currencies. Meaning that if one Bitcoin is, you know, worth 22 U.S. dollars, you know, if you look, normally you calculate U.S. dollars versus Canadian dollars or versus euros or whatever, and it's just like 1 point whatever to one, or, you know, it's not a huge disparity between them in a lot of cases. But this is a huge disparity between this and the other most valuable currencies in the world.
Okay.
At least as I understand it, I'm certainly no economics major. But let's go back to Will. He was telling us a story about the police, and you just barely had a chance to scratch the surface. Will, go ahead.
Yes. Well, Gus was my wife's cousin, and he spoke seven different languages, and he was a real estate agent. He just wasn't, you know, some bum on the street.
Okay.
And he had been to the doctor that prescribed him some new medicine. And he called his wife on the cell phone and told his wife, he was down there around the 405, you know, in L.A., and he told her he didn't know where he was. And for some reason, he got a BB gun out of his trunk. And there was a news reporter that went up, talked to him, because they were first on the scene because they had the, you know, the little radios. And they told police, don't worry, all he got is a BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the police told Buzz to follow him down, and they went into the dark alley.
Just to clarify, before you go on with the rest of the story, someone called the cops on him because he pulled a BB gun out of his trunk for some reason?
Yeah, he was sitting on the side of the road, you know, there in L.A. on the 405, and he didn't know where he was. He told his wife he couldn't figure out where he was, and for, like I said, for some reason, you know, he got his BB gun out. And there was a news reporter.
Yeah, okay, so I follow that story. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on the details. So
yeah,
they led him down an alleyway?
Yeah, and then they shot him over 100 times.
Oh, my gosh.
And this reporter said, don't worry, he's harmless. And, they paid $750,000 to his wife.
Will, I want to thank you for calling with the story tonight. It's horrifying, and I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. But the most important point is, even though there was a payout in that case, not a one of those officers had that money come out of their paychecks.
Right.
So in the cases where the police abuse other human beings, and there is a payout, which is rare, because normally they just exonerate themselves and say, oh, well, you know, it's all by the book, everything's fine. Yeah, your relative's dead, but we're okay. And if they actually do make a payout, it's the taxpayers that foot the bill.
Yeah.
So they're never, almost never held individually liable for their actions.
Well, that's because of all the immunities that they give themselves.
Right. The legislature grants themselves and the police multiple immunities. All government bureaucrats have multiple immunities from being sued. And it's sick. So, more here, 855-453, Big Bear Lake. We've kind of touched on this, but there's an article about how Big Bear Lake, a town of about 5,000 people in the mountains to the east of Los Angeles.
Looks to be about an hour and a half.
Yep, it's been locked down. According to a story today in the L.A. Times, the bustling winter resort of Big Bear took on the appearance of a ghost town on Thursday as surveillance aircraft, that probably means drones, by the way.
Yeah.
That's code. As surveillance aircraft buzzed overhead and police in tactical gear and carrying rifles patrolled mountain roads in convoys of SUVs while others stood guard along major intersections. Even before authorities had confirmed the torched pickup truck discovered on a quiet forest road belonged to suspect gunman Christopher Dorner, age 33, officials had ordered an emergency lockdown of local businesses, homes, and the town's popular ski resorts. Parents were told to pick up their children from school, as rolling yellow buses might pose a target to an unpredictable fugitive on the run.
Right, because children and corrupt cops appear to be the same.
Well, they really want you to be afraid of this guy, and no doubt he may not be completely sane. But he does appear to be mostly targeting the police.
Right.
Now, he does say in his manifesto that he is interested in harming some family members of some of the police officers. But by no means is he talking about killing children, openly. Is he talking about randomly killing children or attacking any kind of random children that are not connected directly with some police employee? So they're really trying to make this guy look like he is just out to get anybody. Look out, everybody. Barricade yourselves in your homes. This is a scary situation. Well, no, it's the police that are the ones that are scared because he's targeting them. But it's in their interest. It behooves them to make him look like he is the one who's posing the threat when it's the police who have been shooting innocent people.
Yeah.
They've shot up that truck with the ladies in it, and allegedly they've shot up somebody else. I haven't seen details on that story yet, so I don't want to get
into it. That was in the LA Times. I mentioned that earlier. Nobody was injured in that other shooting.
Right, okay. I thought there was someone else that they had shot as well, like actually shot.
Yeah, they shot the automobile that had people in it,
right.
But no one was injured.
Okay. I just thought I'd heard an additional claim. I just hadn't seen any evidence to back that up. So if there's anyone that should be afraid of anyone out there, it's the people should be afraid of the police, especially if you're driving a truck. Well, I guess now they claim they found his truck, so maybe they won't be shooting up any trucks at this point. But who knows? These guys will shoot anything that moves, apparently. As long as they're afraid, it'll be completely justified.
Any large black guy walking around.
Oh, yeah. Look out. Christopher Dorner, by the way, here, age 33, is still on the loose, despite them locking down this town all day long today. By nightfall, many residents had barricaded their doors as they prepared for a long, anxious evening. 855, 453. What happens if you violate the lockdown? I mean, if you don't get shot to death by the police. You know, if you're not a huge black guy on the streets of Big Bear Lake tonight, what happens to you?
Good question.
855-453. Maybe you know the answer. You can share it with us or share your thoughts, opinions on whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, only moments remain here tonight, but we do it seven nights a week, so if you didn't get your chance to get in tonight, that's okay. You can always call tomorrow night, or the night after that. It's been Ian here with you, by the way.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE, that's toll free. Also, we are available to you on Skype. You can connect to us at lrn.fm. Just added a couple of new contacts to our contact list. It's that easy to get in touch with us on Skype. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. And if you like Free Talk Live, you appreciate the perspective that you hear on this show, because you really don't get this kind of perspective on national radio, because the other national radio shows don't give a flip about your freedom. They just want to get their guy elected so he can control your life in whatever way they deem to be appropriate. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for the Free Talk Live AMP program, and that allows you to support Free Talk Live for $5 a month. Help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom and peace as well. Because I don't support violence as a solution. I really don't. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to shed tears if this guy actually does end up successfully killing some bad cops. Now, he has allegedly killed two people who were not even police at this point, so I certainly don't support that. I don't support revenge either. But it's hard for me to find empathy for these cops. I don't feel sad. I don't even have sympathy for them. You know, I don't feel sad that the police in Los Angeles are scared of scared to death of one of their own turning on them, crossing the thin blue line. I find that difficult. Can you find empathy or sympathy for them?
It's really hard. It's hard for me to feel bad for this guy if he gets taken out.
Sure. And we don't know what things he's done.
Yeah.
But he makes it sound in his manifesto like he's a guy who's concerned with morality. He makes it sound like, you know, he doesn't appreciate abusive police, that he tried to out an abusive cop, and that's why he lost his job. He talks about the cops talking crap about your dead relatives. If they're called to a scene, they might snap a picture of the corpse. The more mutilated, the better, apparently, because they have a little game they play, he says, where they compare mutilated corpse photos with one another to see who's got the sickest picture. And then they look at people who are dying and look at people who die as paycheck bonuses because they get overtime and things like that. So I believe all of his claims about that. I mean, it's not the first time we've heard ridiculous ridiculous claims about the government police being really twisted in a lot of different ways. I don't think that's true of them all. I find many police officers in New Hampshire to be very likable individuals that, I don't think would behave in the same way as some of their big city cop brethren. But then again, I don't know what they really do when they're not around, when they're not, the cameras aren't trained on them and they're not being nice.
Yeah, and there's not that many murders here in New Hampshire for them to be, going around snapping gruesome pictures.
Good point. So, again, your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. We'll keep you up to date on this story as it continues to develop. He's, at this point, long gone. They locked down Big Bear Lake, and in order to try to find him, they raided over 200 houses. They intended to raid, as of yesterday, 400. Presumably, they've completed that goal at this point. Door-to-door searches, they're being called in the news. That doesn't mean they're just standing outside the door looking in.
Yeah.
There's a photograph on one of these articles of multiple police officers with machine guns pointing guns at someone's front door. Now, that's a scary situation.
Yeah.
For a homeowner, for a renter, for anybody that is living in that household. This is a terrible scene, and I don't know, really. I think we've gone about as far as we can go on this story, unless you have any other comments you wanted to get out there about it.
No, nothing on this.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. You did have a related California story involving a photographer and the police.
This comes from photographyisnotacrime.com. Larry C., who has asked that his last name not be revealed, has worked at a job for about 2 weeks as a software security company in Northern California when he was confronted by 6 armed police officers pointing guns at him within seconds of entering his work this past Monday. He told Photography Is Not a Crime Tuesday morning, "They kept calling my name and ordering me to get down to the floor with my hands in the air. I thought it was some weird training exercise." But he realized it wasn't a training exercise after 6 Santa Clara police officers handcuffed him, marched him into a room, and frisked him. Then they demanded to know why he was pointing a gun at airplanes Friday after work from the parking lot of the company.
Oh, wow.
He was actually pointing his camera, a Sigma 50-500mm lens, mounted on a Bushwack shoulder mount, which is not uncommon for big lenses, especially one nicknamed the Bigma.
Yeah.
Larry, who is 52, who has asked that his last name not be used, said he was in the parking lot with friends attempting to photograph airplanes because San Jose's International Airport is nearby. But it was so dark he didn't manage to photograph anything, or at least anything decent. Somebody spotted him and called security. Security checked it out and found nothing, even though he remembers seeing a security guard making his rounds in the parking lot. The guard apparently logged the report that a man was seen in the parking lot pointing a gun at passing planes. So a night supervisor reviewed the video footage, and sure enough, there was Larry pointing what he thought was a gun.
Wow.
"I saw the video, and it showed me from behind, and there was no way to tell if I was holding a rifle or a camera," Larry said. "But even then, there was a much better way of handling it than waiting until Monday morning and ambushing him with guns drawn at his workplace."
Wow.
"The company has done an extensive background search on him before they even hired him, so there was obviously nothing in his past that would have indicated that he would have gone on a shooting rampage during his honeymoon period of getting to know his coworkers. Those rampages usually take years to build up. All they had to do was contact the sheriff's office in Santa Cruz County where he lives, and they could have stopped by his house to talk to him, if they intended to...
But that's not as fun
as... they were indeed spooked by the video.
Yeah, that's just not as exciting and adrenaline-pumping as arming up the SWAT team and going out to take somebody out.
Yeah. Well, there is good news for Larry.
Okay.
Because of this traumatizing experience. Human Resources gave him a $25 gift certificate to the company's cafeteria.
That's more than most people can say after the police have terrorized them.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Rich is on the line in New Hampshire, Manchester. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, Rich Paul, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling in. I just wanted to let you know there's some, I know you know there are some hearings going on February 14th regarding possible marijuana legislation.
That is correct. And, in New Hampshire, yep.
I just wanted to ask people who are thinking about going out and doing civil disobedience there not to. I think that would be really bad tactics at this point. You always want to leave your adversary a path of honorable retreat. And if you make fun of a retreating enemy, that may be enough to galvanize them.
I agree with you. There was actually some discussion about this online today. And again, for those that don't know, New Hampshire is considering a few different marijuana decriminalization / legalization bills next week.
Slash taxing and regulating.
Yeah, which I'm not a fan of, but I'd still rather have that than prohibition.
Right.
And And so,
this will keep people out of prison if it passes, possibly including me. Personally.
Sure.
So I've got a strong vested interest in it.
Well, I'm sure we'll see you there, Rich Paul. I appreciate the call tonight, man. Thanks for making it. And good advice, too. I don't intend to do any kind of civil disobedience at a committee hearing like this. However, there was some discussion that you and I had today, Daryl,
yes,
over bringing a pipe to
a clean pipe that has never had any substance in it. And basically pretending to smoke something out of.
I disagree pretty fervently with that particular approach. The people on these panels don't understand, some of them don't understand much about, recreational use of marijuana. And, maybe they've only seen people smoking pipes, like crack pipes. And it may bring up in their mind the idea that this is more than just a plant, that it's some kind of...
That's why I asked the question, and
mind-altering.
One of the legislators on the committee said, don't do it. You will kill any chance we have of passing this.
Yeah. Although, I think holding a bud in one's hand as an act of kind of semi-civil disobedience, and I think that might be interesting, but
especially
we don't have time to talk
around
about it. See you tomorrow.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.